بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب الحث على سور وآيات مخصوصة. The chapter which deals with the encouragement with regards to certain surahs of the Quran and certain specific ayats of the Quran. وعن أبي سعيد رافع بن معلى رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أعلمك أعظم سورة في القرآن قبل أن تخرج من المسجد فأخذ بيدي فلما أردنا أن نخرج قلت يا رسول الله إنك قلت لو علمنك أعظم سورة في القرآن قال الحمد لله رب العالمين هي السبع المثاني والقرآن العظيم الذي أوتيته رواه البخاري. We began this discussion that certain ayats of the Quran and certain surahs of the Quran have been given certain specialities, khususiyat, compared to the other surahs and ayats of the Quran, and there are certain encouragements with regards to them over and above the other surahs or ayats of the Quran. The first of these, which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah alludes to, this particular hadith is the latter part of an interaction which occurred with a sahabi. We touched upon this previously, where he says that I was making salah in the masjid and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent for me or called out to me. I delayed my response and then came لَمْ أُجِبْهُ ثُمَّ أَتَيْتُهُ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he queried from me what caused the delay, I responded كُنْتُ أُصَلِّي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said I was making salah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says أَلَمْ يَقُلِ اللَّهِ, does not Allah say يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. That, O people of Iman, when Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summon you, when they call you, then istajibu, respond immediately. In other words, the taqaza and the adab and the etiquette of having been summoned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demands that that nafil salah which you are making, you have to break it and respond immediately to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as is commanded in the Quran. Having taught him that adab and etiquette, thereafter Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with great love, with great compassion, he says fa akhadha biyadi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam caught hold of my hand. He said to me that should I not teach you the most august surah in the entire Quran? Quran Pak ya azmat tareen surah, a'zamu ayatin fil Quran, a'zamu suratin fil Quran, the greatest, the most august surah of the entire Quran, should I not teach this to you? Before I complete the next rest of the hadith, we find that this concept that Surah Fatiha, as is what is alluded to in this hadith, is the most auspicious surah of the entire Quran. We find this not only in this hadith, which is reported by Abu Sa'id Rafi bin Mu'alla radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, but also in the riwayat of Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَتُحِبُّ أَنْ أُعَلِّمَكَ سُورَةً لَمْ يُنزَلْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ وَلَا فِي الزَّبُورِ وَلَا فِي الْقُرْآنِ مِثْلُهَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, do you not wish that I should teach you a surah the like of which has not been revealed in the Torah, nor in the Injil, nor in the Zabur, and nor in the rest of the Quran is anything like this revealed? Anything with such azmat, with such auspiciousness. He went on to say to him, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ مَا أُنزِلَ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ ولا في الزبور ولا في القرآن مثلها. I take an oath upon that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the like of this surah, in other words, surah Fatiha, has not been revealed in the Torah, nor in the Injil, nor in the Zabur, and nor in the Quran, is anything like surah Fatiha been revealed. So coming back to this particular incident, Abu Sa'id Rafi bin Mu'alla radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having caught hold of my hand, promise me that before we leave the masjid, I am going to teach you the most auspicious surah of the entire Quran. So he said, we reached right up till the exit. فَلَمَّا أَرَدْنَا أَن نَخْرُجْ قُلْتُ. I said, Ya Rasulullah, that O Nabi of Allah, إِنَّكَ قُلْتُ. Now this methodology that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adopted, as we can see in this hadith, in many, many other interactions with Sahaba Ikram, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa could have just told him, the most auspicious surah in the Quran is this. Yet, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa did not adopt that particular methodology. What did he say to him? First he said to him, I'm going to tell you, before you leave the masjid, I'm going to tell you which is the most august surah in the Quran, auspicious surah in the Quran. And then he catches hold of his hand. Then he walks with the sahabi right up till the door of the masjid, having yet not told him. So that the sahabi then asked that, Ya Rasulullah, you promised to tell me what is the most auspicious surah in the Quran. So what is this? This is methodology of ta'aleem, how to teach, how to inspire in your students, how to cause them to remember and take to heart what message you are giving. This is various ways and methodology of teaching, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, "Innama bu'istu mu'allima." Allah has sent me as a teacher. Above all, he was a teacher. He was one who conveyed the message of Allah in a beautiful manner. He taught it to the ummah. So this was one of the ways that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam adopted in order to teach. So he says, I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innaka qult, you said, لَوَعَلِّمَنَّكَ أَعْظَمَ سُورَةٍ فِي الْقُرْآنِ, that you are definitely going to teach me the most auspicious surah in the Quran. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then responded, it is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In other words, Surah Fatiha. هِيَ السَّبْعُ الْمَثَانِي. This without a doubt is the 7 oft repeated verses. Sab'ul Mathani, the 7 oft repeated, often repeated verses. Wal Qur'anul Azim. And so in this hadith we find 2 special names of Surah Fatiha are mentioned. One is obviously the famous name Surah Fatiha. Over and above that, as we will discuss later, time allowing, if not this majlis, then the next majlis, Muhaddithin, Mufassirin have enumerated up to 50 names that have been given to Surah Fatiha. 2 out of those 50 are found in this particular hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and before I go further, I mentioned this many times previously, that this is a principle that excessive number of names indicates the sharafat and the honor of musamma, that which is named. When there are a lot of names, it indicates its sharafat, it indicates its virtue, it indicates its position. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Surah Fatiha, hiya sab'ul mathani, one name. This is Sab'ul Mathani. These are the 7 oft repeated verses. What is the significance of that expression? Sab'ul Mathani, the 7 oft repeated verses. This Muhaddiseen or Mufassireen have mentioned one explanation. Every rakat of every salah. La salata illa bi fatihatil kitab. There is no salah without Surah Fatiha. So if you count in a day, How many rakats are farz? How many are sunnat muakkada? How many are sunnat ghair muakkada? How many nafil rakats of salah, tahajjud, ishraq, awabin, etc.? And in every rakat of every salah, you are repeating Surah Fatiha. In other words, sab'ul matani, the seven verses that are repeated over and over and over again. Another explanation for this, that this surah has a speciality that it was revealed twice. Once in Makkah Mukarrama and the other in Madinah Munawwara. Thirdly, sab'ul matani, this is Allah's way of informing us that throughout the ages, throughout the passage of time, this particular surah, these seven verses will be repeated over and over and over again. So two names we learn. One is Sab'ul Mathani, the other is Al-Qur'anul Azim. Another name that was given to Surah Fatiha is Al-Qur'anul Azim. Alladhi utituhu, that I was given. Qur'anul Azim, in other words, the whole of Surah Fatiha has been given the name as if it is the whole Qur'an. One explanation Mufassirin give with regards to this is that the greatest surah, this is the greatest surah in the Qur'an because it contains all the primary themes of the Qur'an. Tawheed, Risalat, Akhirat, belief in the oneness of Allah, belief in the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, belief in Akhirat, the basic precepts, foundational concepts of Shariat, of Deen, etc. All these are contained inside Surah Fatiha. In fact, the meaning of every previously revealed scripture is contained in the Qur'an, and the meaning of the entire Qur'an is contained in Surah Fatiha. And in Surah Fatiha, the highlight of Surah Fatiha, Mufassirin mentioned, is this expression, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, that, O Allah, only You we worship, and only You we ask for help. This surah is the first thing your gaze falls upon. When you open the Quran, the first thing you look at is Surah Fatiha. The importance of it, some muhaddithin, some mufassirin have mentioned that to understand, to learn, to take to heart Surah Fatiha is as important as Iman. Previously, what was our understanding? What is Iman? Kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How is it that then they are saying, Mufassirin Muhaddithin are saying, that Surah Fatiha, to learn it, to understand it, is as important as Iman. The reason given for this is that after Kalima, after la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most important fundamental command of Allah is Salah. In fact, Salah is the distinction between Iman and Kufr. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahumus Salah. Man tarakaha faqad kafar. The distinction between us and the disbelievers is Salah. The distinction between us and the disbelievers is Salah. The one who has abandoned his Salah, he has committed Kufr, he has come out of Islam. And Salah, la salata illa bi fatihatil kitab. There is no Salah without Surah Fatiha. Salah is the distinction between Iman and Kufr. And without Surah Fatiha, there is no Salah. So as important as Iman is Surah Fatiha. If you look at it, it's just seven ayats, 130 letters. But so comprehensive that the whole Quran is contained in it. The benefits, the fawaid, the virtues of the surah, unfortunately, time constraints, we can't even scratch the surface as to. From the one hand, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah, on one occasion he said that there are 10,000 masail contained in Surah Fatiha. 10,000 masail contained in Surah Fatiha. The people doubted, they felt he was exaggerating. So to prove them wrong, he sat down to write Tafsir al-Kabir, which is a very, very famous, voluminous, accepted Tafsir of the Quran. The impetus that led to him writing Surah Tafsir al-Kabir was this when he was doubted. In fact, in Tafsir al-Kabir is mentioned more than 10,000 masail that are extracted from Surah Fatiha. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose knowledge was such, was a result of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua mubarak being placed in the mouth of Ali radiallahu anhu. On one occasion he said that if I have to dictate to you the tafsir of Surah Fatiha, and you people have to write it down, just to transport the scrolls on which it is written, you will need 70 camels. So like I said, 7 ayats, 130 letters, yet an ocean, an absolute ocean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has contained in this one surah of the Quran. Inshallah, we'll continue.